Join us for a captivating new series where Lon sits down with the trailblazers of the music and entertainment world. Discover the stories behind the faces and voices that shape our culture and community.
We will bring you exclusive interviews with industry legends and rising stars. Behind-the-scenes insights and get a peek into the creative processes and personal journeys. Artists and performers and their upcoming shows and events.
Stay tuned for more updates and sneak peeks. Follow us on social media and subscribe to our channel.
Be bold. Why not? Season 3. Make your mark, lead with pride.
Arm yourself with courage. Stand out and rise above.
Be the leader that you can be.
Lead others with passion.
Join us as we chat with MJ. Be part of the conversation. Every Monday at 7 p.m. Central. Tuesday, 8 a.m. Philippines.
Ready for some real talk? Pink Table Talk is all about empowerment, entrepreneurship, and the vibrant stories that make the world go round. Don't miss out on the gems shared in this heart-to-heart session with Dr. Carly D. Every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
Attention, food lovers. Get ready for a brand new culinary adventure with the Commissary Kitchen.
Join us every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time or 9 a.m. in the Philippines for a live show that brings the best of the kitchen straight to your screen.
Presented by Lon Live Stream and Podcast and produced by Lon Media Network, we'll explore delicious recipes, share expert cooking tips, and bring you closer to the world of gourmet cuisine. The Commissary Kitchen, where every meal is an experience. See you there. Tune into Legal Treats with attorney Eileen Ligot Dizon every Friday at 8 p.m. Central Time.
Get your weekly dose of legal insights about laws and legal matters, especially on divorce, estate planning, probate, and settling a deceased estate.
Engage in discussions by posting your questions, comments, greetings, or shoutouts.
See you every Friday at 8 p.m. Central Time. That would be Saturday at 9 a.m. Philippines. Don't miss out.
In a world cluttered with information, where truth is power, Law & Weekly News stands apart.
We delve deeper, uncover facts, and bring stories to light. From political showdowns and economic triumphs to the pulse of the street and the heart of the community.
We capture the moments that define us, stories that challenge, inspire, and transform.
Tune in live Sundays, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and Sundays, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Are you ready for engaging conversations on education, teaching strategies, trends in the classroom?
Tune in to Teacher Talk, Live Chickahan, with your hosts, Teacher Cora and Dr. Claire.
In each episode, we'll dive into meaningful discussions, share insights, and connect with fellow educators.
Don't miss out on the fun and camaraderie. Grab your coffee and join us for some lively Chickahan. Every Saturday, 9 a.m. Central Time. 10 p.m. Philippines.
Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
The following program is produced by Lawn Media Network. The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the individuals appearing on the show and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Lawn Media Network, its affiliates, sponsors, or partners. The content provided in this program is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Lawn Media Network does not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or timeliness of the information.
Good evening, everybody. You're watching Lawin Media Network live, either through our YouTube or our Facebook page. This is Pink Table Talk, and welcome to our 10th episode. I'm your host, Dr. Carly D. I am a nurse educator, mentor, mother, and domestic violence survivor. I am bringing to you today a very special episode. We have our sister, MJ, Mary Jane Conception. She's my Lawin Media Network sister. That's why I call it my sister. So she has an awesome, awesome podcast as well. If you're not already tuning into it, you should every week on Monday. So I'm bringing her to you guys tonight for a very special discussion. She is a motivational speaker, nurse practitioner, and an entrepreneur. I've known MJ for quite some time, and she has always been so inspiring to me and such a pleasure to be around. She's always just generating such great energy and great positivity. So tonight I'm gonna be so excited to bring her to you guys to have a wonderful discussion. So MJ, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Carly. How are you? Hey. Oh my God, it's been a while that we saw each other in person. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. And good evening, everyone. And to all our viewers in the Philippines, good morning. And again, it's a pleasure to be here with Dr. Carly D. And aren't you excited? We are both wearing pink.
I know. I'm loving this. I've been so happy to do this show because people are wearing pink. And pink is my favorite color. I've been wearing pink for years. So I always get excited when I see people joining in on the fun. And it looks great on everybody.
That's right. I know. Now I'm thinking, because, you know, in my show, Be Bold, Why Not? Although the color of our logo is like pink and gold and or yellow, it's like I've been having a little bit of a problem trying, you know, different wardrobe. And I'm thinking of actually just focusing on maybe a few colors and just have like kind of like a uniform style, because it's hard to think of what to wear every week. But thank you, Dr. Carly, for inviting me tonight. I am so excited to just chat with you. I know we don't have that chance anymore to just chat in person, because I haven't, you know, as you know, I have left St. Luke's about 4 months ago. But it's really an honor to be in your show. I'm so excited.
Thank you. Me too. I always miss our little chats. You know, I always have so much fun. I was like, oh, there goes MJ. And so we would always have these wonderful discussions. And so, yes, I miss our little check-ins and our little chats and everything. And seeing you up on in the sim lab.
I know, right? Me too. I miss that place. I do. I mean, honestly, I do. Because, you know, I was there for almost 12 years. St. Luke's was my home for that long, you know? Wow. And it's right now I'm in a new environment, which I'm also loving it. I think I'm in the right place. I always believe that wherever I am, I think it's part of God's plan. That's how I look at life. Whatever we go through, we experience, job, or whatever we're doing, it's all part of God's plan. So I'm grateful that I'm actually now at MD Anderson Cancer Center. But also, yes, St. Luke's is part of my journey too. I've learned a lot from there. So anyway, I can't wait to answer your questions or whatever you want to know about me. I'm so excited and I'm so willing to just share because I believe in what you said. You know, everybody has a story to tell and we all have something special in us. So, and you are special, Dr. Carly. Thank you so much for doing this with us, with Lawin Media Network. We're blessed to have you.
Oh, thank you so, so much, MJ. You know, it was when we first connected back in March and through you, I was able to get this wonderful, wonderfully blessed opportunity. And I'm just so grateful for it. And I enjoy this every week and just getting to share with the world, you know, these amazing people. There's amazing people everywhere. And so we got to get it out there.
That's right. That's right. Me too. I don't know, but I just love doing it too. You know what I mean? I think it's because it's what we are meant to do. Yes. Other than our profession as nurses, there is always something bigger than us that we're supposed to be living, right? That we're supposed to be doing. So I, just like you, I enjoy every minute of it. You know, we come from work every day. I mean, it's like, but then if we have the, we're so excited. We're just so excited to do this thing. So we gotta encourage everyone out there. Now, whatever talent you have or whatever something that you've been wanting to do, come on, let's do it. The world needs us, right?
Yes. See, that's what I'm talking about. I love this positivity and this great motivational energy. It's always so wonderful to be able to receive that energy from you because then I take that on and then I'm able to give it back out to the world. So I hope you know you do that for people. And that's why I think it's just so amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So,
speaking of nursing, can you talk to us about yourself and what made you get into nursing? Can you tell our audience a little bit about you?
Okay, well, it's funny because I know I've probably shared this a lot of times already, but people may not be listening, you know? So maybe tonight there are people out there that are actually listening and that they can learn from my story. As I've shared in the past, I grew up in public speaking. Like ever since I was in first grade, my first public speaking was I was in first grade. It was like in front of my like elementary school students. I was wearing our national costume in the Philippines. They call it balintawak. It's a dress with, you know, the Imeldific. And I recited a poem.
So
ever since then, I've been in declamation, oratorical speaking, you know, competitions and all that. And I have gone as far as national competitions with oratorical speaking. But because I came from a very poor family and we have relatives in the U.S., we have, well, rich relatives, so to speak. My grandparents were black sheep of the family. So, you know, it was a difficult life. And as I was growing up, I always dreamt of really getting our family out of poverty. So my dream was always focused on, like, how am I going to help my family? So when I graduated high school, everybody thought I would go into mass comm journalism and broadcasting and all that, right? So which I did. I actually went to University of the Philippines, College Baguio, and I started with mass comm journalism.
Wow.
But then my relatives here in the United States, one of my grandpa's sisters said, we won't be able to help you come to the U.S. if you do mass comm journalism. So why don't you take up nursing? And nursing, it's right?
Yes.
It's a way for us Filipinos to come to the U.S. So I had to give up my dream of becoming a public speaker or, you know, maybe a lawyer. I also wanted to be a lawyer because, you know, people who are good in communications, you know, they go to either a broadcaster or a journalist or lawyer. So yes. I had to give that up so I can help my family. So that's how I became a nurse. But I just wanted to let everybody know, even though nursing was not my first dream job, I promise you and I assure you, I love people.
Yes.
So I enjoy every minute of it. And I believe it's also a calling of mine to be a nurse. Because as you know, Dr. Carly, it's not easy to be a nurse. You have to have that compassion for people.
Yes.
You have to love what you do. Otherwise, you're not going to last. And you're be miserable because you don't love what you do. So I am a nurse, even though I said it wasn't my first love, but I've been a nurse for over 30 years and I still enjoy it. I love talking to patients. I love directing, you know, the goal of care for our patients, for the families. I just love people. I don't know if you're a people person. I think you are a good fit to be a nurse. So that's how I became a nurse. Yes.
Oh, that's so wonderful, MJ. And you're so right. You know, you have to love people. You know, you have to be compassionate. It's not an easy job. It's not an easy career. You know, you have to really be in it for all the right reasons. I know after COVID, a lot of people tried to go in it for the money, but they easily became burnt out because it's not a career for money. It's a career. It's a ministry, just like you said, you know, and I too feel that it's a ministry. I feel that it's a way for me to be able to show God's love and compassion to others, whether they're sick or whether it's promoting wellness and health. I feel that God has placed people in this world who have that passion to be able to deliver his work through our hands. So
that's right. And as I, that's totally right. And as I said, sometimes we have plans, right? We have dreams for our lives, but if it's not in God's plan, it's not going to happen.
Absolutely.
So I believe, I believe that me becoming a nurse was part of God's plan. Because as the Bible says, God already knows what his plans for you even before you were born. So I'm leaving my mission in this world, being a nurse, and now even bigger than what I dreamt. Now I am able to reach people through podcasts. Now he gave me the opportunity to actually live my dream. So that's how God works. That's how God operates. When you follow him, when you follow him, he's going to give you all the desires of your heart in ways we cannot imagine.
Yes.
So I'm so blessed.
Thank you so much, MJ, for that. That's so beautiful. And you're so absolutely right. We do have to follow God's plans because he will truly bless them for us. So we're going to go ahead and take our first break of the evening and we'll be back with Nurse MJ.
All right.
Join us for a captivating new series where Lon sits down with the trailblazers of the music and entertainment world. Discover the stories behind the faces and voices that shape our culture and community.
We will bring you exclusive interviews with industry legends and rising stars. Behind the scenes insights and get a peek into the creative processes and personal journeys. Artists and performers and their upcoming shows and events.
Stay tuned for more updates and sneak peeks. Follow us on social media and subscribe to our channel.
to Pink Table Talk. The show is produced by Lawin Media Network. Be sure to tune in live each Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also check us out on Apple, Google, Spotify, and Amazon Podcasts. We're on over 15 different podcast platforms. So tonight we have our special guest, our fellow Lawin Media Network talker, pod show host, MJ, and she is talking to us about nursing and being an inspirational leader. So MJ, you talked to us earlier about growing up in poverty and, you know, coming over here to the States. Can you talk to us now what it was like? You know, how does it feel now? Because now, you know, clearly you're working, you're successful. Is there any survivor's guilt, so to speak? What has that transition been like?
Well, I can honestly say life is always going to be like full of struggles, right? Yes. But I'm so blessed that from poverty, there is an improvement in our generation.
Yes.
My goal growing up was to help my brothers and sisters, because we lost our parents young. They were young when they passed. My mom was only 47.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yes. And my father was like 56 when he passed away.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
So my dream was all of us will have a better life. But as I said, you can only do so much. So now I have another brother and sister in the U.S. One of them is a nurse. My other sister is an assistant manager at Whataburger in Lubbock, Texas. Mm-hmm. Our oldest and youngest are still in the Philippines. Okay. So I could say that life has improved much. But, you know, as long as there's improvement each generation, that's okay. Because we don't expect life to be perfect. But yes. I am blessed. I can say that with all the hardships in life, with all those struggles, with all the pains and the darkness, God has put us in this position now where we can say that it's been an improvement.
Yes.
We were able, through our efforts and love for each other, because, you know, your brothers and sisters are always going to love them wherever you go. We have changed the trajectory of our life. And that's all because of God's faithfulness. And of course, because we listen, because we hear him, because we believe in him, we stay faithful. And as I said, I always cling to his promise too. You know, there's a verse in the Bible, I think it's Isaiah, where he says, whatever he has started in you, he will be faithful to complete it.
Wow. Yes.
So I know that whatever happens in life, I mean, we're here, we're so blessed. We're thousands of miles away from the Philippines. And because of his blessings, because of me becoming a nurse, it's not to lift myself up, but it's all glory to God. It's not only my family that I have been able to help, but even people that I don't know. Because so I'm able to share whatever I have. I'm not rich materially. I'm not, you know, but we are in a better position. We have more comfort in life now. But my riches is in my family. My riches is in my kids. My riches is in the people that I'm able to touch, whether or not emotionally, physically, spiritually, or even financially that I can support. It's all in the people that I have helped in my own little ways. They are my riches. So God's blessings have poured out in my family, and I cannot thank him enough. I cannot give enough credit. Because out of poverty, I'm not kidding. I mean, literally, we were homeless. Aww. We didn't have any home of our own. We moved from homes or houses of relatives. We rented. We didn't have a house of our own. And, you know, Dr. Carly, it's only 3 years ago when we were able to build the first, I mean, like a family home. And it's not even it's not even that huge or something. It's a small family home that we can call our own. So it's like, how much more can I thank God? I don't know. But he has moved us, or he had, from like poverty to now we have home of our own. My brothers and sisters are better. We are all in a better situation. So that's how life has been for us. And I'm just so grateful.
Oh, that's so wonderful. You know, I always love, I wouldn't call it rags to riches, but I always love when I hear stories of people who started out, you know, with less than, and then they work hard to achieve mm-hmm. more. And I love how you said that it's an improvement, you know, mm-hmm. and that's such a realistic view. You know, mm-hmm. I feel that with the American dream and with society, we constantly push such a big leap. Mm-hmm. You know, we expect that in one generation, we're going to go from, you know, someone who's dirt poor, barely making it, to high millionaire status. And mm-hmm. that's just not realistic. Yeah. You know, no, it really isn't, you know. Yeah. And so a lot of people, they're kind of disappointed when that doesn't happen in one generation. But when you look at those families that do have that great generational wealth, that started many, many generations ago. You know, mm-hmm. we're looking at least 4 or 5 generations down the line that mm-hmm. these families had started out with small companies or, you know, small little stores that are now, you know, huge conglomerates now. But I love that you said improvement, because it's true. You know, for your children or even for the next generation, just that little bit better is going to then give them another stepping stone. And then we can say in a few generations down, now we finally arrived, you know, now we've made it. So I love that, you know, love that.
That's true. And, you know, when our line of thought is not like that, we lose sight of the blessings that we have. And we don't appreciate them. You know, every little progress is progress.
Yes.
And when we don't think and feel that way, we neglect to be grateful. We neglect to share our blessings because we still are looking for something. And we tend to not appreciate the moment.
Yes.
And we're missing on that. And we don't want us to miss on that opportunity for you to just wow. I mean, it's like, I can't imagine Dr. Carly. I mean, I really am overwhelmed with gratitude, because from being homeless, there were five siblings.
Wow.
And we moved from one house to another, to another, to another. I think we probably moved about 5 or 6 times.
Wow.
I mean, it's no joke. So now I'm like, every time I come home and I see my house, it's like, Lord, you have been so good to me. I mean, it's like, you know, my favorite song, there's a song, the Christian song, you've been so good to me.
And yes,
I love that song, because from the bottom of my heart, that's how I feel. And sometimes, so I'm a human, everybody feels some negativity sometimes. And sometimes I feel like it's not enough, but it is. It's more than enough. I mean, it is. So yes, we should never really lose sight of the attitude of gratitude. Of being happy that we have accomplished something, that we are in a better place. It may not be the one that you're dreaming of, but you're getting there. Every step of the way, we are getting to what God has destined us to be, right?
Yes, it's so true. And I love that you say that, because the attitude of gratitude. You know, it's funny, about 2 years ago, I started, you know, just going to therapy, and my therapist said, well, what are you doing for self-care? I said, well, I'm going to get my hair done, my nails done, you know, all these things. She's like, no, 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 that's not self-care. You need to start a gratitude journal. And I said, a gratitude journal? She's like, yes, you need to start writing down what you are grateful for. And I said, huh, that's interesting. I said, how is that self-care? You know, I'm thinking massages and putting out candles. but what that taught me was it helps you to reflect on where you're at now, how far you've come, and it helps you to appreciate, like you said, where you are. And that really changed my mindset. And it really helped to pull me out of this dark place that I was in at that time. You know, because I was like, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do, you know, eating good, getting out, getting fresh air, you know, like I said, getting my hair, nails done, you know, all those supposedly self-care things. but it wasn't until I started to appreciate where I was, what God has already done for me, and then putting that gratefulness in Him, where I felt a difference. And I think that we need to really put more emphasis in being grateful. We're always thinking of what's next or what more or what He hasn't already done for us. But we need to be more grateful and appreciative of what we already have. And so I think that that's just so important for everyone.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Yes. So that's good. So we're going to take another break right now. But when we come back, we're going to have more of a discussion with Nurse MJ.
All right.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
In a world cluttered with information, where truth is power, Law & Weekly News stands apart.
We delve deeper, uncover facts, and bring stories to light. From political showdowns and economic triumphs to the pulse of the street and the heart of the community.
We capture the moments that define us, stories that challenge, inspire, and transform.
Tune in live Sundays, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and Sundays, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Pink Table Talk. Tonight, we're talking with the wonderful Nurse MJ. So before we went on break, we were talking about the attitude of gratitude. So I think that's a wonderful practice that everybody should participate in. Helps you to stay grounded and appreciate where you are in life.
That's so right. Nurse MJ,
yes, thank you. So you have such a strong faith, Nurse MJ. So can you tell us, where does that faith come from and what inspires you?
You know what? I think it's all part of God's plan, because as I said, I grew up in poverty. And to be honest, we didn't grow up in the church. I remember, while I was growing up, we only went to church like maybe Christmas Like, oh, okay. Very occasional. Because, you know, in the Philippines, we are all born Catholic, right? Yes. Yeah, but we really didn't grow up in the church. But I always had that intuition that God has always been in my life, that there is some higher power that was guiding me. And then back when I was in college, my sister-in-law, who's my... Hi, Ate Claire, who's my oldest brother's wife. She invited me to this born again Christian church, which I went and attended. And from then on, although I knew that I already had personal relationship with God growing up, even though we didn't go to church that much, when I attended the church, that's when I realized that, yes, you can grow closer to God. And it's not about religion. To me, yeah. Christianity is not about religion. It's more of a personal relationship with God. And I believe from the bottom of my heart that He's always been there guiding me.
Yes.
That's why I grew up. You know how... life was really hard. I mean, I'm not kidding. If I tell you my story, it's going to be a book. Wow. It's going to be a book because, well, I love my father. I mean, he's like, may he rest in peace. He's in heaven now with the Lord. But we were a very dysfunctional family. We weren't only poor, but we also had like abuse in the family, physical, emotional, all those things. But I don't know how I became this person. I always tell whenever I share to people, even people that I just meet and I know, whenever I tell my story, it's like, how? And you know what? The answer, it's God.
Yes.
He's always been there. He's always been there. And I always say, I do not regret anything that I've gone through. Any of those hardships, any of the trials, all those things, I don't regret because that's what those things have made me to who I am now. Aww. You know,
wow.
As Tony Robbins, he says it's in this along this line. It's not exactly how he say it, but the deeper the failure, the biggest is the lesson that you learn in life.
Wow.
Yes. The deeper the valley, you know, the higher the mountain that you can conquer, the sweeter is the victory as well. So all those struggles have made me the person that I am. And I've always, always believed that God has always been there for me.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So I think we are all a miracle in motion.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah, we are all a miracle in motion. Miracles, they don't have to be big, right? It's up to you how you perceive things. If you see even a small success for you, maybe a big one for the other. And God is there because if it's not because of Him, we won't be here. So I'm very vocal about that. And sometimes people is like, they feel like you're different, but that's how Christianity is. Because as they say, the world is wide, right? Because we can do anything you want. If you want to conform with the world, you can do anything you want. But if you want to follow and live your faith and follow the road to Christianity, it's narrower.
Yes, yes.
So understand us. But God will work His way in this people. And I think we are here, the believers like us, we are here to shine God's light so people can see it, right?
Yeah.
So we are here to shine His light. So yes, thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that. But yes, I have that very, very personal relationship with God because I believe He's always been there guiding me all through these years. And as I said, life is not perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Life is not perfect because if it is, we're not here, right? Or God is not going to be here if it's perfect. We are here because life is all about growing, growing in our faith, growing in our, you know, in our skills, growing in our talent. It's all about growth. We are here to grow and grow our love for each other. So I don't know, but I'm just so passionate about talking about this because that's how I have lived my life. There's no other way. There's nobody else I can give credit to. Of course, I give credit to the people that God has brought in my life because he uses people to carry out his plans, right? Yes. So actually, I want to acknowledge again, have relatives in Stockton, California, my Lola Merced. You know, she has been helping me since I was in elementary school. I have relatives in South San Francisco, my father's cousins. Their mom was the one who actually told me, come to the U.S. We'll do everything to help you. So I have like Auntie Gloria May, Uncle Chito, Auntie Joanne, Uncle Johnny Boy, my father's cousins. And I have relatives in the Philippines who also were there for us. Wow. Because as I said, they are well off. And we were like, it's like, you know, it's like my grandparents were the black sheep. So it's like we were the rotten tomato in a basket of full of fresh tomatoes, right? But God has improved us. So now we're here to also bless others, even though, as I said, nothing is perfect. We're always going to have troubles. We're always going to have trials in life. But these trials can turn into triumph.
Yes, that's so true. Yes. Wow. Yes. Oh, MJ, that's so amazing. You know, you're just so inspiring and your story is just so amazing. You know, and I can relate to it on so many levels, you know, just from, you know, growing up, not having a lot of money or resources. My grandfather was also like the black sheep of the family. So, and we were like the only ones in the North. The rest of the family was from the South, you know. So, you know, growing up and also Christian, you know, living that narrow lifestyle, you know, living that tougher life. And yeah, and I come from a dysfunctional family too, you know, and I didn't realize it was dysfunctional until I got older. And I'm like, wait a second, you mean now everybody's yelling in their household at each other? you know, so it's been, I had like my childhood through college, but then now I'm having like my real life, you know, and since then, and it's like the real learning has begun. And I too credit that to God. And I really can relate how you said, you know, you follow him, you trust him, he guides you, you know, but we do, we go through some valleys, you know, and I've been through some tough, tough valleys. I have people today who will say, I don't know how you're standing, how you're still living today, how you're still surviving. And I always tell them, you know, it is God. And I don't know either. I don't know. but it's so true. And I think that for people like us, we have this resilience.
Oh, and, yes.
You know, yes. And I think people can see that and they can relate to us or they can find strength in our story. And so I was talking with my sister actually earlier today, and she said, I know God has us go through things so we can inspire others, but she's like, but why do we got to go through so much? And she's like, and at what point is enough for the story? And I said, well, until he gets his glory, you know, until he gets his glory, we're going to go through that story.
That's right. And, you know, I want to share because one of the guys that I'm watching or listening to on podcasts and YouTube, his name is Ed Milet. And you know what I love? I always also look, I mean, like clinging to what he has said, that we are most qualified to help the person that we used to be.
Yes. Wow.
Yes. That's why we go through. That's why we go through those struggles, because that will make us qualified to make or impact a person right? And then Brendan Burchard too with Growth Day, he says, honor the struggles.
Yes.
Because without struggles, we don't grow. I mean, we're not here. We're not here. Life is not about, it's not, life is not bed of roses. It's not.
No, it isn't.
Yes. So I love that because that's what he says. We go through life. We go through the difficulties of life so that we can help the person that is going to go through the same path that we have been through.
Yes.
Right?
It's so true. It's so true. And I believe that because I've seen that recently in my life, I feel like God has just been bringing people towards me in my life. And it's like, I can sit down next to somebody and we might start talking and their story. And I'm like, wait a second, that story sounds familiar. I said, who told you my story? Who told you my story? Did somebody say something to you? You know, and I'm like, God must have sent you to sit next to me at this particular time so that we could connect. You know, and it's just like that, you know, it's just like that. And in those moments where you're like, okay, God, I see you up there doing your thing.
Yeah, I know. And you know what, that makes me remember, you know, when, before I came to the US, I actually also taught in an agency. I helped nurses pass the test of spoken English.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, because back then you cannot come to the US without passing this test. It's called TSE or Test of Spoken English. So I was a reviewer for our one of the agencies in the Philippines that were helping nurses come to the United States. And as I was teaching them in the class and I was sharing part of my story, because I loved sharing it, you know, because you never know which life is going to be impacted, right? So after the class, one of the students approached me. And you know what she said? You know what? She said, Miss Jane, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Because now I understand my dad better. Now I can forgive my dad. Wow. Because of your story. Wow. Yes, because it's like, how did you do it? How do you do it? But hearing your story, now I can forgive my dad.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're right. You know, our story, God brings people in our lives that can bless us or people in our lives that we can bless.
Yeah.
Right. That's so true. Imagine forgiving your own father because of my story. I mean, not only did you forgive your father, but you attained freedom because now you're free from whatever hurt you have, from whatever resentment you have. You're free. And that's what we're here for, right? To make a positive impact on the people around us.
Yes, yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
Oh, MJ, this has been so wonderful. Oh, and I love that statement that you said there. And it's so true. You know, we're going to be able to use our story and, like I said, for His glory and to make an impact. So we're going to go ahead and take our last break for the night, but we're going to be back with more Nurse MJ. So stay tuned. Okay.
Thank you.
MJ having a very faith-filled and inspiring conversation. MJ, you know, it's so funny. Earlier you were mentioning all your different relatives. And you know what I love so much about the Filipino community is how you're all so together. You're such a close-knit mm-hmm. community. And you guys all support each other and you all stick together and you make amazing food. I have to say, I love that. What is it? Lumpias and then the noodles. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Whenever we have like potlucks, I'm like, oh, somebody better bring those lumpias in. And you know,
I'm glad you love them.
Oh yes. They're so delicious. But your community is so beautiful. You know, I love how the Filipino kind of people stay together and you guys really support one another. You had me laughing earlier because you said, you know, you had to be a nurse to come to America. And I said, you know what? It's so true. Because I remember even as a child, my mom worked in a hospital and New York City had a huge campaign bringing over tons of Filipino nurses to come and work for us. And I just said, yes, it's so true. It's such a, you know, and but you guys make up such a huge part of the nursing workforce, and you guys are such amazing and strong nurses, and and I always have a pleasure working with you guys, and it's just always so nice, you know. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in there.
Thank you. Actually, Dr. Carly, it's not just in the United States. There's Filipino nurses all over the world.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. I'm sure. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. There's lumpias all over the world.
Yes, there's lumpia all over the world. That's true.
That's so funny. Yes. Oh, my gosh. So MJ, tell us about some of your upcoming endeavors. I know you've been doing a lot of work with motivational speakers. So can you tell our audience about some of the things they can expect from you in the future?
Well, I just want to let everybody know that I've been working on actually creating a coaching career. So
Great.
I've been working on myself to do that. Because, of course, I need more guidance, I need more knowledge, I need more skills. But the people that I'm listening to, they say you don't have to be 100% prepared to do it. Just jump in. Which I...
Uh-oh. Might have lost MJ.
So...
Oh,
okay,
there we go. We got you back.
Yeah. So I've been trying to grow myself. In fact, I am John Maxwell certified coach, trainer, speaker. Yes.
Wow.
I'm also certified legendary speaker by Les Brown.
Wow.
I've been attending all this personal growth and development seminars and trainings. And I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. Actually, I subscribe to this app. I love it. It's called Growth Day with Brendon Burchard. Love it. I listen to his daily fire every day. I've been trying to get all the skills and the knowledge and the motivation and the inspiration that I can get from the gurus in the personal coaching world.
Yeah.
And I know you know, when you have to invest in yourself.
Yes.
So I invested in myself to grow more so I can help more people.
Yes.
In fact, I created my company. It's called MJ Indeed. It's MJ does not only mean my name, of course, MJ, Mary Jane, but that actually means your mastery and journey to a better you.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Yes. Yeah, so MJ Indeed, I'm here to help people live life and navigate through life in a better way, to help them discover you know, their talents, the greatness in them, because I believe everybody has something special to offer. It's not just us, but everybody, whatever it is that you've been wanting to do in your life, you might still discovering. And that's what MJ Indeed is all about.
Wow. And also
created another Facebook page. It's called Be Bold Circle. So it's a community to encourage and motivate and empower. And it's just a community of people who are willing to take that bold step. Because I believe another thing that I love about Ed Milet, he's got this book. It's called The Power of One More.
Oh, and wow. sometimes
it may be just one step. It might be just one call or maybe just one book. You're maybe just one seminar away. You may be just one person away from actually meeting your other version of yourself. Because I believe that every single one of us has a better version of us. We just have not met that better version. And I'm here to help everybody do that. I've also been talking to people, you know, I know we talked about it. We should have a live event, like a seminar.
Oh, yeah, like be wonderful.
That would be really great. I have a friend, we've been communicating and we've been planning to actually have an actual event because I really want to empower people. It's not that, you know, it's not that I want to elevate myself. It's not that. I know that I have experiences that can help people, that can encourage, empower, motivate, inspire, and just make a, even though no matter how small of a difference that is, you know, it can start from just one thing and you can grow to the best version of you. And that's what I'm here for. And on top of that, so I don't know, I think I have come to realization, Dr. Carly. Yes. I'm almost 53. I'll be 53.
No way.
It's true. I'll be 53 on Friday. And I now have
happy anniversary.
Thank you. I now have clarity of what I am here for in this world.
Wow.
Being a nurse where I can make an impact and I can serve my patients and their families. Being a speaker, you know, having the podcast and having the opportunity to be part of Lawin Media Network. That's my other thing. And also, not many of you probably know, I'm a life agent. I'm a life licensed agent. Wow. And that one thing too, I can add value to people because I have been there. We lost our parents. They didn't have life insurance. Life was difficult. Mm. Wow. I have had people in my life that have been blessed because of this. So three things. I'm here to just add value to people. That's it. Whether or not it's through my being a nurse or it's through Lawin Media Network doing this podcast or it's through meeting people that I can offer the peace of mind by securing their family and their future. I think I'm in the world of service. And I'm the world of adding value to people because as John Maxwell says, I love him too. He's one of the best leadership gurus ever lived. He has written like, I think hundreds of books. I can't, I haven't read all of them, but I think almost 100 books. But don't take my word for it, but it's adding value to people.
Yes, I love that.
Yes. Wow. That's I think that's my role in life. That's my mission in life. And I'm happily living it. As I said, my life is not perfect. I still go through personal struggles. But I always say at the end of the day that I have lived my life and that's what matters. That you take the bold step of living the life that you want, even if you have to go through some trials or hurdles, as long as you tried, because if you don't try, you're not going to ever know. Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm here for. And I love sharing it. And I pray that God will give me the opportunity to just keep sharing, to just keep encouraging and motivating and empowering people. And I know you're there for me if I need some encouragement too. We are here to help and encourage each other. This is what we need in this world. We are to lift each other up.
Yes, right? It's so true. It's so true.
Yes.
Oh, MJ, I think you're there. I don't think you need any more training. I think you are ready to coach and inspire the world. Mm-hmm. I know that you have inspired me, and I think the world is ready for you and what you have to offer. You know, you have so much experience. You have so much education, so much faith. I think that you can definitely help to motivate the world and the next generation. I appreciate you for coming on my show tonight. It's been such a pleasure. And for my audience, be sure to check out MJ's show, Be Bold, Why Not, on Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then I think it's 8 o'clock in the morning in the Philippines.
That's right. Yes.
Yes. So be sure to watch her. She's also on Lawin Media Network, either through our Facebook or our YouTube channel. So that's all we have for you guys tonight. Thank you for tuning in live. This is Pink Table Talk. On Wednesdays, we talk pink. Be sure to check us out either through the Lawin Media Network YouTube page or our Facebook page or on Amazon, Google, Apple, Spotify podcast platforms. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. God bless everyone. Thank